Hello, cyclists. Meet the city of Detroit. That's the goal of Tour Detroit, happening this Saturday. Thousands of cyclists taking over some 30 miles of Detroit streets. And as Bill Lusa, director of the tour, hopes to discover the pleasures of big city biking. Bill, give us the rundown. What's on tap for this Saturday?
This year, we have the streets completely closed to automobile traffic for the entire bike route, which is a unique opportunity for a cyclist to come down and ride the streets freely with other bicyclists. And at the end, we feed everyone and tap a bunch of kegs of beer, and all local restaurants provide food and bands play. And so it's everything from, like, for some people, it's a fitness event. For some people, it's a ride and chat and have a good time.
There are several goals you're trying to accomplish. One is just getting people on bikes and up and out. But what else do you want to try to accomplish with Tour Detroit?
Well, I used to tell people that the Tour Detroit mission was twofold. And one was to show people in the city that they could get back on their bicycles. The other was to show people that ride bicycles in the region, our city. Obviously, over the last few years, we've seen cycling become a much more popular endeavor than it has, say, in the last 20 years or so, as a daily commuting option, as a transportation option, as something people do not just for recreation, but in their day-to-day lives.
How has the Tour Detroit developed and grown? I know you've been in charge for a few years now.
The first year I rode the tour, which I think was 05, the ride was at between about 100 and 200 people. And this year, it looks like we're going to have to shut it down at 5,000.
I know the event, there's a cost to enter and to be part of this, to help fund bike lanes in the city. How much have you been able to do in terms of making greenways, and how much more do you hope to do?
Well, that's a great two-part question, because one of the big things we've been able to do over time is get sections of the non-motorized plan for the city of Detroit implemented. The original project that is near and dear to the Tour Detroit, if you will, is the Corktown Mexican Town Green Link, which is a series of bike lanes and non-motorized paths which go throughout the southwest side. As the event's grown, we've been able to take the funds that we've raised and take this past awareness into implementation, and we can see the results of our work on the ground, which to us is important. And implementation of bike lanes in the city is actually one of the, how should I say it? From an infrastructure standpoint, a lot of times you're just looking at paint. You know what I mean? We don't have to repave a road to put a bike lane down. And in a place like Detroit, where we have an overbuilt infrastructure for the current population as far as streets go, and a lot of people will look at that as a negative. They see empty streets. They see giant one-ways. We have the opportunity then to look at these and say, hey, you know, maybe we don't need five lanes going one way northbound on 2nd Street between downtown and midtown. Maybe we can throw two lanes of traffic, two ways, put a bike lane and a parking lane on each side, and bam, now we've got a more urban environment. To be honest, for us, it's using the most of what we got.
So why do you believe the Tour Detroit is so important for the city?
Now that we've been doing this for a number of years and it's become a bigger event, obviously, people have more familiarity with Detroit now, the city itself, than they do a few years ago. When you realize that you're a person's lone experience with, you know, one, exploring the city beyond the highway and the stadium, if you will, and as soon as people have that positive experience, it kind of changes everything for them, because they had this one singular perception that they've been building their entire life, and in a day it changes.
You can't talk about bicycling in streets in a big urban area, not only Detroit, without raising the question of security and certainly perceptions that people may have who aren't familiar with this. How safe do you feel?
Most of the time I feel really safe, although I will say that, yes, you can find your way into trouble in the city. Let's not be naive about it. I mean, there are vast swaths of the east side that I'm just not – I mean, I'm not going to cruise around on my bike alone at night waving at people. But, I mean, and I have, you know, but – I will say that, you know, one of the things about the city is, I mean, obviously, you know, if you do choose to, like, ride in the evening or cover a lot of miles, there's always someone to go with you. And two, a lot of areas are a lot safer than they seem. Three, if you are on a bicycle, you're obviously in a lot better shape than somebody on foot.
Bill Lusa, Tour Detroit, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Cindy.